Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
The city of Milwaukee just released its vision report for the site of the former Northridge Mall. The mall is gone now, demolished after sitting vacant for more than 20 years and becoming not only an eyesore, but a danger. Now the city has a huge opportunity to redevelop the land. We're talking about 58 acres ready for new development. So it is time to move forward. But how? That's what the Vision Report explores, just released today. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson joins us live in the studio with the details. Welcome back, Mayor.
Thank you for having me back.
So you guys did this market analysis. There was a preliminary market study prepared to explore the economic potential of various scenarios for residential, commercial, and industrial uses for this land. What did that study find?
Well, first, let me just back up a little bit and say, yes, the study was done. But in addition to the market study, one of the things that we have engaged in and will seek to continue to do as we move forward in this process is getting feedback from stakeholders. In your open there, you mentioned some things I think were really, really important to the issue around Northridge Mall, and that it was abandoned for 20 years and that it was an eyesore and it was a blight and it was a danger. And in my administration, we have worked tirelessly in order to get control of the site. And then actually to demolish the site, which we did this year and got it down on time and on budget. And we're very, very proud about that. But that being said, it's important for us to have input from people, stakeholders in the area, to make sure their voice is heard in the process here, too. So we're listening to everybody, those stakeholders, but then also the economic studies as well.
That's so true. So, but the study, it did have some findings here, and it had found that it's a challenging market in certain cases. So how did it decide it's challenging for this, but maybe better for this?
Yeah, and our partners, whether it's at Baker Tilly or Grafe, and certainly working in collaboration with the Department of City Development and my administration, have been working diligently to find just what would work at the location here. And so what we've sort of talked about in the press conference we had this morning was what can happen at this site. 58 acres, the largest contiguous site in the city of Milwaukee. What can actually work here that would bring value to that site and then actually expand more economic development opportunities along the Brown Deer Corridor? That's what the report's talking about. That's what we were looking into, and that's what we're seeking to investigate as we move forward here.
Your commissioner of city development, Lafayette Crump, was also at that presser today and talked about the idea of an anchor tenant at this site. And when I think of anchor tenant, I think of something like Fiserv Forum here that is an anchor tenant of Deer District, and we've seen developments kind of spread out from the center. When you look at now the former Northridge site and that anchor tenant, are there certain parameters that when we get these RFPs eventually next year, requests for proposals, that the city is going to look at and say, I like that proposal, but it doesn't meet this parameter that we've set?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to keep an eye out on what the market says, on what developers say, certainly what the local stakeholders have to say as well. This morning, in addition to Commissioner Crump, Alderwoman Larissa Taylor, who represents that area on the Common Council, the 9th Aldermanic District, she was there and talked about a community meeting we're going to have on this on January 21st, I believe the date is. Mm-hmm. Bringing more community voices into this conversation. We've already done that before, but want to work to make sure that we're continuing to have the community be a part of this. But we're not trying to be overly prescriptive right now. We want to see what the market says would actually work here. And so some of those things, I think the report mentions here too, about that centralized sort of anchor tenant. It could be something in advanced manufacturing. You mentioned Pfizer Forum. It could be something around sports. It could be something around medicine in a hospital system. It could be any one of those things that serves as an anchor tenant to grow around.
What about a data center? I know that the city already has some that are not for AI necessarily, but we've seen conversation in other cities, on like a Port Washington or down in Mount Pleasant. I would think that an AI data center probably wouldn't be the sole focus of a site like this, but could it potentially be in a smaller capacity?
I don't really see that happening at that site. You've seen in whether it's in Port Washington or down in Racine County or some of these other data centers around the country. I mean, these are really, really huge developments, much larger than the land that's available in the city of Milwaukee. Even though it's the largest, you know, contiguous parcel in the city, I don't think it's nearly as large as it would need to be for to host a data center.
What does redevelopment mean for people who live near that land? I think of the families who live in those neighborhoods. I remember going to Northridge as a kid. I know during that last press conference you were saying, hey, I only went to Northridge like once, and I just remember the last 20 years. I remember going to Northridge as a kid and shopping there and around the holidays and the Snoopy house and Santa being in there and the cool children's place and the awesome entrance. There are a lot of families who this could really change their lives if something big goes in and works. I mean, that's the key. So what feedback have you received from those people, and what do they want to see?
And you see, and that's exactly why we're having the conversation with the community. That's why we've done that once already before, and I attended that along with the alderwoman. That's why we're going to go back and engage with the community again to have that conversation, to see what it is that folks in that community want. What do they think can work? And I think this is really important because, again, as you brought up in your open, it was 20 years of blight. 20 years of danger. There are folks who were there living in that neighborhood when Northridge was at its peak and certainly through the decline and are still there now. I think for the time that they spent living in that neighborhood and all the challenges that came with that, like they deserve something quality. And that's exactly what we intend to deliver.
Do you feel pressure to make the right decision on this land? I mean, this is a huge opportunity that can transform the neighborhood, or it could fall flat and it could become Northridge 2.0. As mayor, do you feel that pressure, or is it just one thing, though it's a big thing, another thing on the list?
Well, I'm the mayor, so everything is pressure on me. So I feel it, and I know it's extremely important to the neighborhood. It's extremely important to the northwest side of the city of Milwaukee, but really it's important to the region, and it's important citywide. I mean, again, that's the largest contiguous site in the city of Milwaukee. So I think it is really, really important. That's why we're putting so much attention to this and paying so much attention to this. I feel the pressure on it, and I want to make sure that we deliver for those folks who have, you know, lived next to that blight for as long as they did. But, you know, when I became mayor, I knew that this was a big challenge. That's why we worked as hard as we did in order to get control of the mall finally. And we did that in my administration after years of trying. We worked, and I want to give a lot of kudos to Governor Tony Evers, who through American Rescue Plan Act funds that were passed down from Joe Biden when he was president with the ARPA again, used those dollars delivered to the city of Milwaukee to help to pay to take it down. And we did that on time, and we did that on budget. Another accomplishment for my administration that I think is to the benefit of the people who live in the neighborhood. So everything that we've done so far is to the benefit of the people who live in that area and live on the northwest side of the city.
But to that end, you have talked at length since you came into office about growing our city, not just physically, but by pure numbers. A million in Milwaukee has been a stance you've taken for years. With that in mind, while this is quite literally a clean slate for development, does housing need to be in some tangential way a part of this to accomplish your goal in that regard?
I don't think it necessarily needs to be at this specific site of Northridge. Again, we're looking for something catalytic that'll drive economic development around the corridor as well, around the Brown Deer corridor. So maybe not necessarily in the 58 acres, although I'm not opposed to that. But we're looking for something that'll drive more growth around it, too. So housing could still be a part of it, maybe not at the site, but nearby.
Is there anything in our city infrastructure-wise we don't currently have that could be a good fit for this site? Pie in the sky.
In terms of infrastructure, you say?
Yeah.
I mean, again, I don't want to be overly prescriptive about what can go there. I mean, I listed a number of things that the study showed. And I'm interested to see what, you know, developers and what the market will say can actually work at the site. We want to be open to opportunities. I want something big. I want something catalytic. I want something that's going to drive development at that site. I want something that's going to drive more economic development along the corridor as well.
Real quickly here, Mayor, I printed up the whole report here. If people want to see it and they want to go through it, is there an opportunity for people to do that outside of just the public meetings? Can they actually go on to the city website and see this?
Yeah, they can go onto the city website. They can check out our Engage MKE function on the city website as well. And be able to look at the report and all the findings.
And I know there's that Northridge Mall. Well, now the Granville Station website also keeping people up to date. So that's great. Well, this is a big moment. And hopefully at some point we're going to see a great new plan on that land and it will transform the neighborhood. We'll keep our fingers crossed on that. Mayor, as always, thank you for joining us in Wisconsin's Midday News.
Happy to be here. Thank you.